Bon, nous allons commencer. Nous allons meeting.
Là, tu parles plus fort.
Oui, c'est ça. OK. Bon, ben, je vous souhaite toute la bienvenue d'avoir venu à la rencontre publique ce soir. I'd like to thank everyone for coming to the public meeting this evening. Là, comme d'habitude, avant de commencer, je fais le rappel de courtoisie des séances au conseil. Donc, je vais lire mes deux paragraphes en français et en anglais, mais je vous informe que la séance du conseil à laquelle vous assistez fait l'objet d'une captation audio pour permettre son écoute et son accessibilité à distance et sera diffusée à partir de l'un des portails des municipalités. Je rappelle à toutes les personnes présentes et à toutes celles qui prendront la parole que la présente séance du conseil est un événement public tenu dans un lieu public dédié à l'exercice de la démocratie. Celle-ci doit s'exercer librement et respectueusement. La captation débute lors de l'ouverture de la séance et prend fin au moment de la levée de celle-ci. Vous aurez la possibilité de prendre la parole lors des périodes de questions prévues à cette fin, soit après l'adoption de l'ordre du jour et à la fin de la séance lorsque les sujets à l'ordre du jour auront été épuisés. Pour ce faire, vous pouvez lever la main pendant la période de questions et lorsque je vous aurai accordé le droit de parole, vous devrez vous identifier par votre nom et prénom. Seules les questions seraient acceptées et elles doivent être formulées poliment et de façon concise, tout en respectant l'ordre et le décorum, tel que prévu à notre règlement portant le numéro 2023-003 sur la régie interne des séances du conseil. So I inform you that the council meeting you are attending is being audio recorded to allow remote listening and accessibility and will be broadcasted from one of the municipal portals. I remind everyone present that all those who will speak that this meeting of the council is a public event held in a public place dedicated to the exercise of democracy. So this must be exercised freely and respectfully. The recording begins when the session opens and ends when it adjourns. You will have the opportunity to speak during the question period provided for this purpose, either after the adoption of the agenda and at the end of the session when the topics on the agenda have been exhausted. To do this, you may raise your hand during the question period, and when I have granted you the right to speak, you will have to identify yourself by your first and last name. Only questions will be accepted, and they must be formulated politely and concisely while respecting order and decorum, as provided in our bylaw bearing number 2023-003 on the internal management of council meetings. So now we can move forward. On the agenda, sur l'agenda ce soir, on va avoir un ajout aux neuf loisirs, culture et communication qui va être 9.3. Et puis, c'est pour faire le déboursé de la deuxième tranche de subvention au centre du jour et un montant à LVBRA pour les clubs récréatifs. So, on the agenda tonight, there's only one addition under 9, which is 9.3. for the second payment of a grant to the day center and LVBRA for to be divided up to the recreation clubs. The second and last payment for this year. C'est la deuxième tranche et la dernière pour cette année. Fait que là, j'ouvre le plancher pour des questions.
L'adoption de notre
jour. OK, excuse-moi.
Je vais le seconder.
OK. 10 minutes, c'est ça?
Oui.
Maureen Rice, Joanne Meillé, tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
OK. Là, je peux ouvrir la période de questions. Are there any questions?
André Dubois. So I brought to the table last month about the request of a certain applicant to the CPTAQ and mentioned a few red flags in the application. Has anyone looked into it?
First of all, I'd like to update you on that. The request for CPTAQ was made by a property owner, and it's between them and the CPTAQ. If there's any kind of meeting that they're asking for in regards to the application, they do advise the municipality, but in this case, it's not up to council to be at that meeting, number one, right off the bat. Number two, if the municipality has nothing else to give or provide the CPTAQ any kind of information to add to the file, they don't need to be there either. So what you were saying last week is...
What was I saying?
You were saying that you're surprised that we didn't go.
Well, yes, because it indicated...
Council, don't get into that. It's not their job to be in
commercial. So Asia. You weren't advised by the CPTAQ that
no.
There was a meeting on September 24th?
No. Council would not get an invitation for that anyway. It's the office.
Do you not overlook an application and to see how it's progressing? And when there's a refusal, you don't update yourself?
It's not up to us as a council to interfere in a file that's between a property owner and the CPTAQ. If the CPTAQ requests something, they're not going to come to us. They're going to go directly to the office.
Well, are you not the office?
No, we're not.
No, you're not. So when they request, they didn't request, but if there was an invitation to the municipality, who would attend it?
Who would have?
Who would have attended the meeting?
Whoever's in control of the file.
But you fired him.
We replaced him.
No, we didn't fire him.
No, he moved on.
Yes, he moved on. But the file is there. It's in the office, and there is an inspector there.
Well, you didn't have an inspector at the time of the preliminary orientation where the opportunity was to that you would be able to attend that meeting on September 24th. So
you're still missing the point, Mr. Dubois.
Well, May 13th...
It has nothing to do with council. Council are not mixed up in that. The only time council have any information on a file is when... We have a presentation in the Urban Planning Committee to the effect that CPTAQ are asking to see if this particular request contravenes our bylaws. If it doesn't, we pass a resolution saying it does not contravene our bylaws. That's the only involvement the municipality have in that sense. Now, there are other instances where there may be... under the urban planning, there could be a CCU CCU to, excuse me, mm-hmm. CCU to, and it's comprised of citizens, that particular committee, and one counselor, one or two?
Two
counselors and the inspector, because the inspector brings the file forward to be studied by these people on the CCU. From there, they make a recommendation to council.
The municipal inspector that approved this was moved on. Mm-hmm. So are you telling me no one is aware of what was going on after this municipal inspector moved on? Because you only hired a new municipal inspector in September. So are you telling me no one was aware of what was going on?
Would you answer? I can see that you do.
The CPTAQ, when they once we checked our bylaws and there's nothing in there that prevents that project or that request.
Excuse me. I think I pointed out last month that there was already a authorization in 1993 that, and you're saying that there was no, it was in compliance with your bylaws. Well, in compliance, there was already an authorization.
Okay, first I have to stop you there, Mr. Dubois, because you're bringing up stuff that you're saying this, but it has to be verified by the office. We are not here to say nay specific, or yay or whatever specific on your information, but it has to have a second side to investigate deeper than what you're saying right now.
Did no one look into the preliminary orientation of May 13th?
Mr. Dubois.
Once the office sent the information that CPTIQ requested, yeah, whatever their
preliminary
that word, orientation, the municipality won't go against it. Whatever they say, it's like a different
level
of government. It's not ours to approve or disapprove. We're not there to prevent development. We're there to say there's nothing there, or yes, they can't do that there. That
it depends what's on in our bylaws.
Right.
If it does go against anything,
yes,
in the bylaw, we have to say so.
So okay. So you need proof of that, do you?
So I'm not saying.
Do you need
I'm
proof
sure
of
the
that?
Office
is
has
that what
it.
You're asking me to prove this? Because I can.
Because if
not
it's
here tonight,
specific,
you can bring it to the office.
So
you can meet with the inspector yourself, make an appointment.
So when I'd like to request a suspension or amendment to that specific resolution that I'm referring to. How do you go about that?
You can make an appointment with the inspector and she'll let you know. You bring out your questions.
And if there's ground to withdraw that support or to change it, then the inspector will ask the Urban Committee, will meet with the Urban Committee, and we will do the process by telling council this is what's happening. Our recommendation is this, and we'll move forward from there.
So what I suggested last month just went to the wayside, I guess. So now you're telling me the process. Why didn't you
but
inform
Mr.
me
Dubois,
this process?
But you can say anything verbally. It's not going to move forward. You send something in writing, like I've told you many times. Send an email, a letter, doesn't matter. Bring it into the office, and it'll be part of the file. But to come up here at a public meeting and you know, make verbal demands, it's not going anywhere. Not in this sense.
Well, you know, you quoted whatever you quote at the beginning of the meeting too.
Mm-hmm.
It's taped, and so it's to let the public know. So this is why I bring things up here.
No.
Just to let the public know on certain situations that some citizens are in.
No, but what you're asking to do to abolish a resolution, stuff like that, we're not going to do that by a verbal request. It's got to be in writing as to why you want it. And you know, you have to list all your reasoning behind it. It's you have to.
Well, all right, then. If that's the process, I proceed with having a meeting with the municipal inspector.
Yes, start with that. Also, bring a list of what your demands are in writing.
Are
and your
concerns?
Questions and your concerns.
My concern,
concerns
is my road.
But
I mean,
we can't help you right now. We cannot help you at this table tonight. It's impossible. You have to have more than just, you know, speaking to us like this.
You suspended it. Almost the same principle in February. You suspended a resolution because of the owner didn't own the road. You suspended the resolution. And I don't think, because I listened to all the audios from January to February, March, and no one was ever approached. It seemed that somehow you discovered something and you suspended the resolution. And it would have to do with the owner making
the first time we did it on a whim by what the owner said. And then once we re-looked at the file, we couldn't do anything, so we repassed the same resolution. Because we took the guy verbally, and then we sat down and looked at our bylaws, there's nothing we could do. Like, not the request from CPTAQ doesn't ask us if we would like them to pass there or if there's another way to do it. The request from CPTAQ is there a bylaw that prevents him from using it? And our bylaw didn't say that we could prevent them from using it. From there, the CPTAQ is looking at it, gets information from both sides or from everybody concerned, or even somebody that is not even in that neighborhood that doesn't like
the file. I understand that, Joanne, but I think initially it was because the owner did not own the road. And so you suspended that resolution. I'm in that same situation.
But we had to repass it. Had to repass it. If you listen to it, we repassed it a few months after because our bylaw didn't prevent us from holding on to it.
Joanne, I know what you're saying, and I read the document. It's completely different to what the initial request was. But anyway, so I will proceed with the municipal inspector's appointment, and I will point out all the red flags. And so there is your planning committee. And even though I brought it up last month, the planning committee did not discuss this, as you indicated to me that they would because you had many meetings. So no one discussed what I brought up last month. And I'm here again.
Well, like I said, and I did tell you to advise or put in writing for the office. I've told you many times, Mr. Dubois, every time you come here and you bring up stuff, and there's some stuff that, anyway, I've told you, I've asked you many times to put your request in writing and send it to the office. Now, in this case, anything to do with CPTAQ, you need to have an appointment with our inspector. And believe me, she knows the law and the CPTAQ very well. She has over 20 years as an inspector, so you're not asking a stranger. She knows exactly, and she may have answers like one after another for you. And if she doesn't at that moment, she will find out. So it's the best route for you to do or take.
Thank you. The resolution.
Are there any other questions, please? Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions?
Yes, Morris O'Hearn. I just was wondering, I know it's a notice of motion, it's an avis de motion, which will not be passed tonight, but you were talking about Reglement 2023-003, and you're changing that. Are you going to explain any of that tonight? Or is
it's based on the government's...
request.
I'll read a little bit out of it there.
Okay, perfect.
Just to give you an idea as to where it's coming from.
Okay.
But once it's deposited, you can get a copy of the draft.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, were you going to explain anything of that tonight?
Well, it'll be on the Madame Nadon confirmed to me that it'll be on our website tomorrow morning.
How come the website is not in English yet?
Yes, it is.
The vide motion, the agenda is never in English.
Yeah. Oh, you have to click the English.
Did you click English on top on the right?
I don't see the English on top.
No, it just says English and it brings you right to.
Sorry about that. Sorry. Okay.
Morris, did you look?
I'm no better.
On a phone or you're doing it from a computer?
Computer.
Okay.
One more question. Of the 23 municipalities, why was no low not included? And why did we not include ourselves in the 23 bilingual municipalities that were fighting Bill 96?
Are you? We are
oh my
or
God,
bilingual.
You have to know that. You really have to know that.
We are bilingual. We are registered bilingual.
No, you're not. You're not on. You're not in here.
We're.
Well, Madame Nadon?
We are registered bilingual, but we are not part of this regroupment of municipalities.
No, you are
in
not.
The court case.
In the court.
No.
In the court case.
The court case.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we should have. Even Kaz is in there. And they're not even bilingual. They're not even.
They're on the border.
Yeah, but they're not. They're
no.
They lost their status.
They lost their status.
I know.
That's right.
We're going to lose ours if we don't.
I think we should be a little bit more on top of that.
Well, it was brought to council. It was brought to council.
Pardon?
It was brought to council. And for that list, to be on that list, it cost money to a lawyer.
Don't you think it would be worth it? There's 23 municipalities that did pay the money, I guess.
I guess they did.
Okay, I think we should be more on top of that. Can I ask one more?
Mm-hmm.
8.1. Is that the government trying to reduce our urban perimeter?
No.
Is that why you're prolonging this again?
No.
I mean, this is about 5 times you've prolonged this.
No. This is to help us finish up.
Pardon?
It's to help us finish up.
Finish up what?
The urban planning.
The bio.
When I was there, the government was trying to reduce our urban perimeter like crazy.
Okay, but that has nothing to do with it.
Right.
No.
That's all I have.
Okay. Are there any other questions? It's no question.
Unless somebody else does. So I noticed in the new bylaws that you're repealing and replacing.
Name, please.
André Dubois. So it says partial invalidity of the bylaws. So, and then it goes down to the. Should any part of the clause of this bylaw be declared invalid by a recognized court, the validity of all other parts of or clauses shall not be questioned.
What are you reading?
This is your bylaw that you passed last month.
For?
Well, you repealed and replaced. This is bylaw 2024-003, which replaced bylaw 10/218. I am noticing this. So basically what it's saying is you can only challenge one part of the bylaw. So the municipality council hereby declares that it adopts the bylaw part by part, regardless of the fact that one or more of these parts may be declared null and void by the court. Come on.
No. We don't have that in front of us right now.
I
can't even comment on that right now.
Well,
it's because.
Well, this is the two you passed
last month.
Okay. So that was in the bundle.
De, du mot
okay,
passé.
Attends une minute, on va
ben oui, c'est une clause de la fin du règlement qui dit que tu peux éliminer ou challenger juste des sections du règlement.
You only challenge one section
so
you because could. Then it'll an extra cost to challenge the next section. Every section could cost you thousands of dollars.
Should any part of the clause
just challenge the bylaw, you have to challenge a section of the bylaw.
Should any part or clause of this bylaw be declared invalid by a recognized court, the validity of all other parts or clauses shall not be questioned. Municipal council hereby declares that it is adopts the bylaw part by part, regardless of the fact that one or more of these parts may be declared null and void in the court. Là, en français, là.
C'est un verbatim.
Okay. Fait que dans le cas où une partie ou une clause du présent règlement serait déclarée invalide par un tribunal reconnu, la validité de tous les autres parties ou clauses ne saurait être mis en doute. So they're saying that if there's a part of the bylaw that the court is saying that's saying is invalid, doesn't mean that the rest of it is invalid. Do you understand? That's how I read it.
In the French version, it says that it's independently
yes.
of whether or not other portions are declared null and void.
Fait que les clauses ne seraient être mis en doute. Le conseil déclare par la présente qu'il adopte le règlement partie par partie indépendamment du fait que l'une ou plusieurs de ces parties pourraient être déclarées nulles ou sans effet par la cour.
It's the same thing as the municipal code. There are articles that are now abrogés, which is null and void. But the rest of the municipal code is still active. So the bylaw that we passed, if there's a challenge and the court decide Article 1 and Article 10, you cannot do that, then we void those articles, but the rest of the bylaw stands.
That's right.
That's my understanding anyways.
That's exactly.
And I think those words are just... are words that are important, but they're generic. Every bylaw has those words on it.
It doesn't change the bylaw as we work with it.
If I challenge a bylaw, and so I would have to part by part tear apart the bylaw in the courts, is what it's basically saying. Not that I could say the whole bylaw is ridiculous. Part by part is the only way I would be able to challenge the bylaw, is what it's saying to me.
Well, it says that if you're going to challenge the bylaw, you must have good reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever reasons you're bringing forward, they'll say, okay, well, that reason is more Article 7 and Article 11. It doesn't touch the rest of the bylaw. So the rest of the bylaw still stands, but these two articles you have to either modify it or they tell you, nope, you're wrong. The municipality stands and all the articles are good. But that's...
This is new.
Well, it's new to us because we have a new DG and a new way of stating the bylaw,
wording
mm-hmm. the bylaw, and this is protecting the municipality. Instead of having to void the whole bylaw, we're voiding just the articles that are not suitable or deemed not suitable by the courts.
Well, I understand it, but the person who's challenging the bylaw is
If you go to court for challenging a bylaw, you have to have the right arguments for it. And if you think it's the full bylaw with every article, well, then you have to have the documentation or the backing for it. And if the court is listening to you and they decide that, yeah, the whole thing is not suitable or the municipality went over her limits, then they'll void the whole bylaw. But if it's one article because we said she instead of he or they or whoever, then we have to take out that article and we have to
modify
it or void it.
Is that in
depending on the
court?
Well, that's how I understand it when we did it, yes.
Thank you.
So, yes, est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Are there any other questions? Yes,
Morris O'Connor. I see that we're proclaiming the 19th of November for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing anything for the 11th?
Yes.
You're members of the? Yes.
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 Okay.
We're doing. We didn't get there yet.
Eh?
I didn't get there yet.
Well, just because it's on the agenda.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Okay,
non,
fait que s'il n'y a pas d'autres questions, on va avancer. Fait que là, c'est pour accepter les procès-verbaux de la séance ordinaire de conseil municipal tenue le 7 octobre. To adopt the minutes of the ordinary meeting of the Municipal Council on October 7th, 2024. J'ai besoin d'un proposant.
I'll second it.
Luc Thivierge, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Oui.
Merci. Ça, c'est ça. Pour accepter les rapports comptables 2024-10, autoriser le bureau de la Direction générale à effectuer les paiements. Compte à payer au montant de 150 397,76 $ et les comptes à payer au les comptes payés au montant de 40 439,91 $ pour un total de 190 837,57 $. So 4.1, to accept accounting report number 2024-10 to authorize the Office of the Director General to make payments. Accounts payable in the amount of $150,397.66 and the accounts paid in the amount of $40,439.91 for a total of $190,837.57. Luc Vierge.
Je vais seconder.
Joanne Mailly. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yeah. Oui.
Ouais. Yes.
Merci. c'est simplement un dépôt des déclarations des intérêts pécuniaires des membres du conseil. So 4.2 is tabling the declaration of pecuniary interest of council members. It's just a deposit. 4.3, pour renouveler le forfait téléphonique à viseur légal 2025 au montant de $400 plus taxes pour l'année 2025. So 4.3, to renew the telephone package legal advisor for 2025 in the amount of $400 plus tax for 2025.
Je le propose.
I'll second.
Joanne Maillet, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Et one in agreement?
Oui.
Oui, yes.
Merci. Pour autoriser la signature renouvellement de contrat d'assurance, 4.4. Les assurances de renouvellement contrat d'assurance pour un montant de $41,014 plus taxes et le renouvellement d'assurance accident pompier pour un montant de $400 plus taxes. So, to authorize signature on the insurance contract in the amount of, insurance renewal contract in the amount of $41,014 plus tax, and the renewal of the firefighters accident insurance in the amount of $400 plus tax.
I'm supposing.
Je vais le seconder.
Luc Thivierge, Joanne Maillet. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui. Merci. Bon, 4.5, c'est simplement un avis de motion. C'est la présentation d'un projet de règlement numéro 2024-005 pour abroger et remplacer le règlement portant le numéro 2023-003 concernant le règlement sur la régie interne des séances du conseil par la municipalité canton d'Eau. So 4.5, it's a notice of motion. And deposit, I guess.
Oui, il faut que tu le dises.
Oui, deposit and...
C'est un avis de motion, puis c'est un dépôt de règlement.
C'est ça. C'est la présentation... presentation of a draft bylaw number 2024-005 to reappeal and replace bylaw number 2023-003 concerning internal management of council meetings by the municipality... of the Township of Low.
Madame la mairesse, est-ce que vous mettez votre nom sur ce dépôt-là? Parce qu'on a besoin d'un nom.
Fait que je vais mettre mon nom, Madame Nadon. Et puis, c'est ça. Fait que ce projet de règlement va être disponible sur notre site web de la municipalité. Et s'il y en a qui ont un intérêt de le ramasser, ils peuvent le ramasser au bureau aussi, demain. Pas ce soir. Là, on avance à Sécurité publique 5.1 pour embaucher M. John T. Schwartz pompier à temps partiel à la caserne Size. So we're into public safety 5.1 to hire Mr. John T. Schwartz, part-time firefighter, fire station 16.
J'ai besoin de proposer.
Je vais le seconder.
Luc Thivierge, Joanne Maillé. Tout le monde est d'accord et we're in agreement?
Yes. Oui. Yes.
Monsieur Schwartz, je vous souhaite la bienvenue. Mr. Schwartz, welcome to the team. 5.2, pour accepter une soumission, un soumissionnaire, excusez, achat de bunker, décréter une dépense au montant de 26 660 plus taxes, affecter les excédents accumulés non affectés d'une somme de 25 989,67 incluant les taxes, c'est
taxe
ça?
Net.
Hein?
Taxe net.
Taxe net, ça inclut les taxes.
Ouais, oui, la portion qui n'est pas remboursée.
C'est vrai. OK, so 5.2, to accept a bid, a purchase, to purchase bunkers, order an expense in the amount of $26,660 plus tax, appropriate unrestricted accumulated surplus in the amount of $27,989.67.
Je vais proposer.
I'll second it.
C'est pour 10 bunkers.
Oui. Luc Thivierge, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes. Yes.
Pour autoriser la signature renouvellement d'entente de services d'entraide en matière de sécurité incendie avec la municipalité de Denham. Bon, ben là, les trois prochaines résolutions, c'est la même chose, mais différentes municipalités. Fait qu'on commence avec Denham. So, to authorize signature renewal of mutual aid fire safety services agreement with the municipality of Denham.
Je vais seconder.
OK, so Maureen Rice et Joanne Maillé.
Yep.
Pardon?
For the trip.
Oui.
Ben, on fait chacun.
Oui, il faut qu'on les fasse séparément.
Oui.
Hein?
Oui. Ouais. 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 Fait que ça, c'est Denham. Là, on va faire Casabazois. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je vais le seconder.
Maureen Rice, Joanne Maillé. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui. Yes.
Ouais. I didn't ask you on the last one, but you're in agreement on the one with Denham?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought we were doing all three at the same time.
No, well, they each have to have their own resolution.
Okay.
So 5.5, c'est pour Lex et Marie.
Je vais le proposer.
Joanne Maillé.
I'll second it.
Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Thank you. Bon. Là, on arrive à travaux publics. Pour demander au gouvernement du Québec d'intervenir auprès de Bell Canada Hydro-Québec, assurer une meilleure réponse aux demandes comme arbres tombés sur les fils, services d'utilisation publique. So in Public Works 6.1, to ask the Quebec government to intervene with Bell Canada and Hydro-Québec to ensure a better response to requests for fallen trees on wires, public utility service, etc.
I will second.
Okay. Luc Thivierge, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Bon. Pour autoriser la signature 6.2, pour autoriser la signature contrat gré à gré déneigement et sablage des chemins Monette, Kelly, Deer School et Lily, saison hivernale 2024-2025. C'est ça, 6.2, to authorize the signature mutual agreement contract, snow removal and sanding of Monette, Kelly, Driscoll, and Lily Roads for the winter season of 2024-2025. And it is... Attends une minute, j'ai pas fini. C'est un contrat avec M. Jean et Éric Legros pour faire ces chemins-là pour la saison à un montant de 13 120,80 plus taxes. So it is to award the contract to Jean and Éric Legros for these roads in the amount of $13,120.80 plus tax.
Je vais le proposer.
Ah. Maureen McAvoy.
Joanne Maillé, Maureen McAvoy.
Oui. Tout le monde est d'accord? Avec un agreement?
Oui. Yes.
Ouais.
6.3. Pour adapter le cédule
ouais,
d'hiver à travaux publics.
Ouais.
Ben, on aurait pu, mais on n'est pas tout ici. Pour adapter le cédule d'hiver à travaux publics. 6.3. To adopt the winter schedule. Public Works.
Je le propose.
C'est abordé.
On le fait unanime.
Yeah?
I'm fine with that.
What?
Unanimous?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. I don't have to ask if you're in agreement.
Nope.
Okay, 6.4. Pour adopter le budget 2025 de la régie intermunicipale de l'aéroport de Maniwaki, qu'on nomme RIAM là, souvent. 6.4 to adopt the 2025 budget. Of the Régie Intermunicipale of the Maniwaki, they call it Maniwaki Airport, RIAM. So for this year, I believe we're going up $129 more. So Carol, for a total of $7,886 for the year.
Carol, can I ask you a question?
Oui.
Are you on that? Are you on that committee?
Yes, but I could not go
but
on the budget. Yes, I am.
Still a member of that committee?
I couldn't go because we were having workshop here.
Okay, but you are still sitting on that committee.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Je le propose.
Joanne Maillé. Luc Thivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Yes.
Everyone in agreement?
Oui, yes.
Merci. Bon. On a fini, là?
Oui.
Avec.
Pour cette page-là.
OK. Hygiene. Environnement, hygiène, on n'a rien. Urbanisme.
Par contre, Madame la mairesse, vous devriez mentionner là, qu'il va y avoir des changements au niveau du recyclage qui va.
Ouais, ça devrait commencer à passer aux nouvelles.
Oui, mais on n'est pas Paris. On va juste.
Ben, il va y avoir de la documentation,
oui.
Comme on peut le mentionner, là, que
oui.
De garder un œil dessus. Là, il va y avoir des changements dans le.
La façon, puis c'est le. Verbalisation des mots que EEQ utilise, qu'ils veulent qu'on utilise. Mais.
C'est on ne parlera plus de recyclage, mais de récupération. Ça se ressemble, mais ce n'est pas la même chose. C'est des choses comme ça. On ne parlera plus de verre, plastique, carton. Ça va être emballage, contenant, imprimé.
Mais c'est pas rien que ça,
ouais,
là. C'est que
c'est
le gouvernement a donné le contrat à une firme au travers du Québec qui va s'occuper de la récupération. Puis ça va apporter un changement à notre contrat de recyclage, de récupération. Puis aussi, ils vont avoir des nouvelles normes sur la façon de le faire.
Ouais.
Fait que ça, c'est important que les gens s'attendent qu'il va y avoir des changements. Puis c'est dès janvier 2025.
Puis
il va y avoir des documentations qui vont être.
Ils vont sortir parce qu'ils sont vraiment stricts sur les types de recyclage qu'ils
Can
vont accepter.
Can somebody say it in English?
Well, there's going to be some changes coming up. It's mostly the way that they verbalize certain words, like Madame Nadon was saying a while ago. The thing is also they're going to be very extremely strict on what recycling can be or will be in the bins. Eventually our plan, well, we have a vision of having our own truck in January 2026.
But it won't change
the thing is that our employees that will manage the truck are going to be responsible in making sure that recycling is followed the way Q wants it done.
How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that?
The EEQ, it's government.
It's mandated by the
government.
Government. Yeah.
We don't have a choice to follow their rules.
They even have the...
contractor, like they picked EEQ.
Yeah.
And how it's going to be done.
Yeah, but the good thing about EEQ is they're going to pay
yeah.
portion of the collect.
Yeah.
But
they're going to be more restricted in the collect.
Yeah.
They will also reimburse for, we'll say that the truck needs parts or whatever, that needs repairs. They'll pay for that. They'll pay for bins that are broken. They'll pay for our workers' salaries.
When we do communication activities.
And communication and stuff like that. All the efforts that we put into advising our citizens, they pay for that.
But at the same time.
We will have info coming in.
But
right
now.
Not on the internet, because there's an awful lot of people.
No, it's going in the mail.
Pardon?
But in the mail.
It'll be in the mail.
Right now, the important things are that the terminology that they use is going to be different. So it won't be recycling, it'll be recuperables. It's no longer paper, metal, and plastic. It's like
packaging. It's packaging.
What was the other one? Printed.
Containers.
So like their terminology is different than what it's been.
Right.
But their expectation on what goes in the bin will be different too.
Yeah. It'll be much more tightened.
Yeah.
It's like
and that'll be January 2025. La Pêche,
what I heard there is La Pêche is actually hiring 5 inspectors for their garbage to make sure that that's going to be complied on there. Mm-hmm. So,
And the municipality can be fined if we don't follow the rules.
That's right.
So if I may, in a shorter term, big garbage pickup is this Friday.
Yes.
Le 8, le dernier de l'année.
C'est ça.
Le 8.
Merci, Marie.
OK. On peut avancer, là?
Yep.
OK. Fait que...
Urbain.
Urbanisme, 8.1. Pour demander une prolongation au ministre des Affaires municipales et de l'habitation, qui est la MAMACH, révision du plan et des règlements d'urbanisme. Article 59 de la loi sur l'aménagement et d'urbanisme. Fait que là, qu'est-ce qu'on demande? C'est qu'on demande une prolongation jusqu'au 5 mai 2025 afin de permettre de terminer la révision des projets de plan et de règlement d'urbanisme, de tenir les consultations publiques et d'adopter son plan et ses règlements d'urbanisme dans l'exercice de concordance faisant suite à l'adoption du schéma d'aménagement et développement des MRC. So, urban planning, we're asking an extension to the MAMACH, which is the Ministère des Affaires municipales et de l'habitation. The revision of the plan and urban planning regulations, Article 59 of the Land Use Planning and Development Act. What we're asking is an extension to May 5th, 2025, in order to complete the revision of the plan and urban planning regulations, to hold public consultations and to adopt its plan and its urban planning regulations in the concordance exercise following the adoption of the planning and development plan of the MRC Valley Gatineau.
Une question, Marie-Rex, à propos de ça.
Oui.
Est-ce que Urban Plus va nous charger plus cher? Ou tout est payé, là, puis mais que les consultations publiques soient toutes faites, ça va être fait, puis on n'aurait plus besoin de débourser?
On planifie pas débourser avec Urban Plus.
Bon,
c'est ça la réponse.
La traduction était inclue, hein? Mais ça?
Oui. Jusqu'à un certain point, là.
Puis mais c'était supposé être inclus dans le montant.
C'était inclus, puis on fournit une traduction sommaire. Fait que là, ça va être à décider éventuellement si la traduction... On a pratiquement tout changé le texte. Puis en ce moment, Urba Plus ne participe pas au changement.
En ce moment, non. Mais on n'a pas le choix, il faut qu'on le fasse traduire.
Oui.
Avant les
Mais c'est probablement pas par Urba Plus.
OK. Bon, ben, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je le propose.
Joanne Maillet. Maureen McAvoy. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui. Yes.
Thank you. Bon, 9, loisirs, culture et communication, 9.1. Pour réclamer le 19 novembre 2024, journée de sensibilisation au cancer de la prostate. So 9.1 in recreation, culture and communication. 9.1 is to proclaim November 19, 2024, Prostate Cancer Awareness Day. Maureen Rice, Luc Thivierge, tout le monde est d'accord? In one agreement?
Oui.
Ça pourrait être unanime, cela?
Yeah. Oui. Okay, wait.
You okay if we do it unanimously, Leslie?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Fait que 9.1, pour adopter une motion pour la liberté intellectuelle en bibliothèque publique. 9.2, to adopt a motion for intellectual freedom in public libraries. C'est ça. J'ai besoin de Luc Thivierge.
Maureen
McAvoy. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui. Yes.
Si.
Carol, before you go to the second question period?
Well, I was going to talk about Remembrance
Day.
Okay,
do that and then I'll say it.
What? No, is
non,
it?
Tu savais, non?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead first.
No, no, it's fine.
Carol, t'as une autre motion pour voter?
9.3, yeah.
Avec Björk.
Oh oui, c'est vrai. Pas fini. 9.3, c'est la deuxième tranche subvention. C'est ça qu'on a ajouté à l'agenda. Le centre du jour pour 900 $ et LBBRA, 4750 à diviser au club récréatif. Attends. 9.3 is the second payment to the day for the day center, $900. And LBRA $4,750 to be divided to the recreation clubs. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je le propose.
Luc Thivierge, Joanne Maillet, Luc Thivierge. Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Tout le monde est d'accord. Bon. Go ahead.
I know Varia's not on there, but do you think we could add a resolution for Myriam just to investigate where they're at with the Morris's interrogation as far as the bilingualism court case, where they're at, what the options are?
On Bill 92.
Can we just ask Myriam to find out the details before the next meeting?
We don't have to make a resolution for that, but I understand where you're going.
Just brought it up. Like, I'm yes. just thinking, can we do it?
We can find out, first of all.
It's good.
And we might have other questions for her to look into.
For sure.
And we'll have to let her know. Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure she can call Pierre at Casabazzo and he's going to give her detail.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's want it officially, like, just because it is a pretty important topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We could do a resolution.
I agree.
I would be happy to have it on the book.
Yeah.
Well, we could do, we're having a special meeting on the 18th. If we have to, if she can formulate a resolution at that point, we'll put it on the agenda.
Is that okay?
To join the...
Ben, savoir les détails. Est-ce qu'on peut encore... Où est-ce qu'on est rendu là-bas?
Ben, c'est ça. With that information, if we all decide that we're in agreement...
Mm-hmm. Do you want to wait the
but
meet,
we need
the 10
to,
days,
we need the information.
Do you want to just add it on the monthly...
No, we
I
need the information before.
I think it's a request to the DG, and she's...
It would be nice if it was a general come up at the general meeting instead of a special
okay.
meeting.
That's what I think too.
It okay, really so nice. In December.
Well, we'll have to do it in December then.
Okay. So we can't add it
not
on
tonight.
Now.
We don't have the resolution, and I'd rather her get the information first.
Yeah. Okay, but can we add a resolution just asking her to get the info? Because oh, Morris brought it up, it'll be on the books then. If we decide not to go ahead with it for X, Y, or Z reason, there won't be any record that we ever talked about it.
Well, there is.
Well, okay, whatever.
it's there.
It's not actually there, but it's fine.
Come back next month and ask the same
exactly.
question.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't get you anywhere.
Why not just make a resolution? I don't understand. But I tried.
That's well, it's
can you try for me, Maureen?
I can try.
Can you try for me? Ça a tombé à l'eau, pareil. L'affaire que je parle, ça a tombé à l'eau. The municipalities were refused.
There was what?
It was refused.
It was refused.
I thought, but
so all their efforts.
From what I saw, though, Morris,
were for
intending
nothing.
On appealing.
Yes, they are.
So we should.
Well, we can find out.
We can get back into that.
Well, that's what she's going to find out.
But we don't know when that process is going to be. So the sooner we have something officially.
But we, like,
anyways, well, whatever.
Until she gets information, Maureen, I think we're better equipped.
But I'm just saying, can we add a resolution?
Well, that's pointing.
Okay, never mind. Of course. Why would we care? It's fine.
Est-ce que il y a d'autres questions? No,
well,
I also wanted to. Yes.
Journée de souvenir.
So on the 11th of November. We are going to have a Remembrance Day celebration as we did last year. The same prince outside, the raising of the flags, and the crown. The crowns are going to be put in place and reading all the names off this.
The
reason. Do I ask if the schools are going to be involved? The schools.
No.
They said no.
We did
make a request.
We did ask.
They're off though. They have the day off.
Oh, okay, that's why.
Yeah,
okay, fine.
That's right.
Okay. It's a Monday, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's going to be something here.
Yeah.
Like we did last year.
Deuxième période de questions.
So, if there are there any other questions, y a d'autres questions? Monsieur?
Jean Legros. Un bunker, ça, c'est-tu les containers en métal?
Non, c'est des sous de
nos habits.
Ah!
C'est nos habits.
OK.
Des habits.
Bunker.
Oui.
Pas pour eux, c'est
non.
T'as pas pas gage,
hein? On a acheté 10.
C'est drôle, c'est ça
non,
que c'est écrit en français.
Non, mais vous pensez que c'est
pour les itinérants? Ouais. Non, c'est pour nos pompiers, les protéger.
Allez.
Just two hands up.
I would like to make a request, but maybe I should make it in writing.
Monsieur.
Mr. O'Connor, Morris. Speed bumps on Penispal. The stuff that's going on there, I live right two houses from the school, and it is a bit ridiculous.
Hmm.
Especially with all the off-road now that we have allowed. And the cars going by there, it's 30 kilometers an hour, but nobody would buy at 30. Nobody. And some of them are going by like at 70.
They're not allowed to go
at
4
wheeler
down
there. Allowed.
They're not allowed
it's
to
not
be.
Part of
that's
the
not
road.
Part of the road
where
listed.
When we passed the bylaw for the VTTs, the 4 wheelers, Principal is not one of the roads. But yes,
If they are on it, yeah, you have to call the police.
But we do have one speed bump or two speed bumps for one client or one person, one business in the municipality, but we have nothing for the school.
Mm-hmm.
And we have no sidewalks, we have no shoulder, we have nothing. Where do the kids walk? They walk straight down the middle of the road.
Oh yeah, I know.
But speed bumps maybe would stop. Go to Walmart on the plane. They have speed bumps the whole way in.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to suggest that we don't do speed bump, though you can take out in the wintertime, but in permanent ones.
Like the...
Go to the Plains Walmart. They're permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea for this.
Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy. Sometimes. No. And you know, it's even... Sometimes the police, too, are just as bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to see a show, come to sit in my place in the garage and watch that stop sign in front of my house. There's 10 people go by, and there might be 3 that stop. The rest just zoom. Very true. And some of them are coming down the hill there at like 40 miles an hour. They don't even touch the brake.
But that shouldn't be like that. That stop sign should be changed. That shouldn't be allowed. I thought it's a yield there. Or is it a stop now?
No, it's a stop.
It's a stop.
The Poggin and Penispal also is bad. It's really bad. That somebody should do something about that.
Poggin and Principal. Down below.
No,
you mean Poggin and Martindale.
coming out from the garage.
No, Morris,
Poggin and Penispal.
But you're talking about at the Poggin residence, where that yield
right,
is.
Yeah, right there.
Okay, up there, yeah.
Anyway, that's two places that are really bad.
Yeah,
that's a red yield.
It should be a stop sign.
But there should be another yield each coming in each way.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
There's only one yield there,
yeah,
and there's
exactly.
Possibly of three cars.
Yeah. That's right.
I brought this up months ago.
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
Yep.
Monsieur Dubois.
So, yes, the notice of motion for 2023-003. I hope you're not repeating and replacing this part of it. 3.2. The council oversees the quality of life in its community. Elected officials must always make decisions.
Monsieur Dubois,
of the citizens.
You can pick it up tomorrow at the office if you'd like, and you can read it over. Okay? And it's just a project right now. It could change.
Well, do you abstain by this, though?
I'm telling you, it's a project.
Quality of life of your citizens. So, you know, this is like...
It is important.
But it's... When they say it, it means the municipality. It's not one in particular.
Well, it seems... Well, I yeah, I'd like to distinguish
Monsieur Dubois, it's enough.
No, but
you can pick up... No, you
I'm
can pick up the document at the office
motion.
Tomorrow.
But yes, so we have no time. We can't argue the appeal or replacement of this bylaw right now. So...
There's a month. It's not going to be adopted till December.
You can send in your comments.
You can send your comments to the office.
Take it in consideration.
You suggested at the beginning that the DG would explain certain things. I think Mr. O'Connor asked the same question about, and you were going to explain some of the details.
I did. On Mr. O'Connor's question, yes, I did.
Well, we didn't go through every articles, but some articles are new that the government want us to add into our bylaws that is not there right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to change.
Or there's some stuff
most.
In there that has to be taken out.
That's why I'm referring to 3.2. So I'm hoping that's not what it's going to be taken out. My other question is $1 million
debt.
This is your report.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term $1 million debt.
Long-term loans.
Is that what? Well,
they're bylaw loans.
It says as of December, total net long-term debt for the municipality as a whole amount of $1,005,000.
Yep. But it's not just one loan. It's an amalgamation of several bylaw
well, it
loans.
Doesn't say loan. It says long-term debt.
Yes,
well,
that's what they call it. That's what they call it in the accounting.
Terminology.
Field. Yeah.
And not for what?
Everything that we
it's
owe.
It's everything that we owe. It's all the trucks. Yes. If there's a bylaw loan for each truck,
the
could be
the
a credit buy for the grader, it could be
trucks.
Trucks.
It's
all the equipment.
Is that normal?
Yes.
actually,
we're very, we're
yeah.
under.
Yeah.
We're under. We're actually very in very good shape.
And the auditors are saying it's not a good thing to be that much under, because if you don't invest, it's because you're not doing your job and you're not keeping up with the needs of the infrastructure. Yeah.
But to
sure.
recoup the long-term debt, you have to raise taxes, no?
Well, taxes need to be raised, yeah. If you need more investment, there's a balance that you have to play.
There
of
are
course.
Some bylaw loans in the next year or so are going to be finished paying. It just it's
when
a
the
cycle.
Grader when the grader burned down, we needed a new grader, so that's part of the loans.
That was a poor. Okay, I'm not even.
No, nope. Thank you. I'm just saying. There's a loan.
We had that worked out. You were there, Joanne.
We so, rented a grader.
With a rent to own.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
You were there?
Okay, let's, we're not talking about
okay,
one other question
two
so
mandates
the
of back.
The extension of the land use development plan. So that's 6 more months. That leaves
yes.
you 6 months because the elections are in November.
Yep.
So... I guess this will not be dropped on
the next one?
The new council, would it?
No.
We're trying to get it done before the council.
We're trying to get it done before the next council, yes.
Yes. Don't Absolutely. Want it to drag on anymore.
Well, if we can help it. It wasn't our intention.
No.
We did all we could, and we need a bit more time. So that's where we are.
Because we are nearing the end, right?
Well, it looks like there's not much left to be able to present it to council.
Yes.
But sometimes it's hard to get everybody in the same room for a certain amount of time. So Christmas is coming. We have vacation here and there. So we have to get the council on board. And then we have there's certain delays between the different steps that we have to respect. So we're hoping 6 months is enough.
So if it's not approved, the compliance to the land use development plan, what happens then? Does the MRC step in and say, okay, enough is enough? We are going to make your bylaws for you?
No, the MAMASH is going to say you have to go by the MRC plan until you do pass yours.
That might be what they may suggest, but the thing is, I doubt very much they're going to refute.
We're not the only one who's
We're not
asking.
The only municipality in this situation. There's quite a few of them up the line that are in the same boat. Mm-hmm. Kaz is one of them. Anyway, my point is that they will see how much progress we've done so far, and that we're getting closer and closer to finishing doing the revamp of going over it, because then once we're done, we're going to present it to council, give them a chance to read it over, and if they have anything to add or
issues,
concerns or whatever, they're going to bring them forward. Then we'll all as a group sit down and talk about it and see where we stand, and from there, like Joanne said, there's different steps we have to follow by the law.
But don't forget,
right,
because we're going to have
public consultation as well in English, and we're going to have public consultation in French. The documents are going to be translated. This is all our process there. It's all going to be...
Well, I can tell you the government is getting impatient because of that. The new land use development plan is much more economically feasible for certain MRCs. And so they're getting very impatient with municipalities delaying adopting the new land use development plans. And so that's when the MRCs step in.
Don't forget that we have to follow the frame that the MRC put in.
Yeah.
So there we have some leeway in our urban planning. But there's not much out there. It's more utilisation,
land use
that we can play with.
We can make it.
From there,
the same level as the MRC, or stricter. But we cannot go below their lines.
No, I understand, but they got to approve it first, and then
yes.
get that government approved.
Yeah. Yes.
So there's two processes still to go through.
Yes.
If they don't like what your bylaw is saying, well.
Yeah.
What happens?
They will let us know, and we'll have to modify it.
That's what I mean.
So
the government, depends on the delays. Like I said, there's certain delays. As much as we have to make sure that the public meeting is posted at a certain amount of days before doing the meetings, when they receive our draft, they have a certain amount of days that they can look through it and decide it's good, it's not good,
mm-hmm.
or this is not great, and they're sending it back. But once the wheels are turning, it's out of our control. It could last forever, and it could fall onto the next council. You're right, depending on the delays. And even though they say that the government has 90 days to look into it,
mm-hmm.
if they take 120, there's nothing we can do. It's gone. It's out of our hands. So we're asking for 6 months, and from there, it's out of our hands. And they might not. They might come back and say no.
Exactly.
For now, you have to put up with whatever the MRC made. So.
Yes.
Just one last question. Who does the specs on the machinery that we buy? Who's doing the specs on that? Like, we want a grader, or we want a backhoe, we want some, who's putting in the specs on that?
The staff.
Yeah.
The
staff. Yes. Yeah. The staff, and they bring it. They bring it. Well,
no,
they bring
staff.
It to council.
It's the staff, and we see the spec.
The tender. What's going to go on SOO?
Yeah, because that's to go down SOO.
Yeah, I know.
As you know,
staff.
I'm just wondering.
It's the staff.
Yeah.
Who's doing the specs on it?
Staff.
Okay. I'm not sure about that. But anyway.
Are there any other questions? Yes. Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions?
Joel Norris.
Yes.
Has it been defined or been hired?
You mean our inspector?
No, I think we were going to hire an urban planner. Is that something separate?
We hired the urban planner.
Oh, great.
And she's in touch with the. I know what your question is about. She's in touch with an engineering firm.
Yeah.
About the
what you need to.
System.
Yeah.
So she made the analysis for all the project you propose, but to confirm you if everything is fine, we need first to verify if the water system can afford the new lot, and if it's the case
can support
yes, system. Yes. And if it's the case, it will be fine. So we are working with the engineer right now. That's where we are.
But the title of our employee is the
inspector.
Yeah, it's not a urban planning.
Okay. That's the urban planner.
No, it's a municipal inspector.
And this is the woman you were talking about with 20 years
yes.
of experience?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
She's very in tune with and very astute into the laws and bylaws and everything.
What's her name?
C'est Mireille Bertrand. C'est ça, Mireille Bertrand.
C'est tout.
If you'd like to, I'm sorry, Miss Morris, if you'd like to meet her, you could always make an appointment to see her.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Bon, on adjourne. Et maintenant, 8h15.
Je propose.
So we adjourn at 8:15.
I'll second.
Adjourned or closed?
Closed. Joanne Meillet. Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord et mon agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Thank you.
Et moi, je pensais que le projet, c'était...